On today's episode, we're talking Bitcoin's bounce, ETF arguments, and tokens from China. It's November 25th, 2019, and you're listening to Markets Daily. I'm Adam B. Levine, editor of podcasts here at CoinDesk, along with our senior markets reporter, Brad Cowan, to give you a concise daily briefing on crypto markets and some of the most important news developments in the sector over the last 24 hours. Bitcoin is seeing a bit of a bounce in trading on Monday, up about 1% over the past 24 hours to $7,108, following last week's steep 22% sell-off. Ethereum is down a quarter of a percent to $147, and XRP from Ripple is off 2.5% down to 22 cents. In traditional markets, Standard & Poor's 500 futures are up 0.3%, while the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yield is up one basis point to 1.78%, indicating a slightly higher appetite for risk-taking amid mixed reports on progress towards a deal in U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war with China. Gold is down 0.5% to $1,456 an ounce. The dollar is up slightly versus the euro and the yen. Brad, tell us what we're seeing in the Bitcoin market after that really nasty sell-off last week.
Well, as you said, Adam, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce today. Bitcoin up 3% after last week's horrendous sell-off. Speculators are wondering, when is this latest correction going to end and where is the new bottom for this market? The leading cryptocurrency has registered losses in each of the past 4 weeks, and Bitcoin's down 26% in November. That's the biggest monthly drop since November 2018. It's noteworthy that this latest powerful move down has taken us down by roughly half from the year-to-date high of 13,880 reached in June. So we've pretty much retraced a very significant portion of this year's gain. Now, the key driver of this latest correction appears to be signals from China that it fully intends to crack down on cryptocurrency speculation, even as officials in the world's largest economy say they're embracing blockchain as a, quote, core technology, and they're pushing forward with efforts to launch a digital version of their currency, the renminbi. It should also be said that the case for buying Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation has faded somewhat in recent weeks, with the Federal Reserve signaling that it may pause this year's campaign to ease monetary policy following 3 interest rate cuts earlier in the year. Of course, the rate is still very low by historical standards, but some traders had been speculating it could go even lower, potentially even back to zero. For the moment, $7,000 appears to be the new market level for Bitcoin. It had dropped as low as 6,500 during Asian hours. But even with today's bounce, the price is still down more than $2,000 where it was at the start of this sell-off. Now, CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that some market indicators are starting to suggest exhaustion by sellers. And of course, this latest sell-off doesn't appear to have shaken belief in Bitcoin's long-term potential among some key industry officials and market observers. Charles Hoskinson, an Ethereum co-founder who now runs the blockchain firm Cardano, said in a November 22nd tweet that he sees Bitcoin prices jumping back up above $10,000 and possibly as high as $100,000. Quote, crypto is unstoppable, he wrote. Now, Bitcoin's most recent notable low came at the end of 2018 in the darkness of what industry observers describe as the crypto winter, when the price erased many of those gains notched in the spectacular bull run of 2017. Now, George McDonough, managing director and co-founder of publicly listed cryptocurrency and blockchain investment firm KR1, said in an email that he thinks the bottom this time will be higher than the bottom last time. He says it will be, quote, much higher than $5,000. Finally, the crypto publication Cointelegraph reported that Google searches on keyword Bitcoin have really jumped among this latest sell-off. So that shows you, Adam, just how desperate investors, traders, and perhaps even the general public are to find out where this market is going to settle out. Back to you, Adam.
Turning to today's featured story, last week, CoinRoot CEO David Weisberger penned an op-ed for CoinDesk on Bitcoin ETFs, or rather that the SEC is holding the proposed ETFs for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to a different and much higher standard than similar funds in other markets. Quoting from the article, quote, "It's important to recognize that there is a lot of investor interest in Bitcoin as well as other digital assets. Nothing the SEC can do will diminish that, so the only relevant question is if a Bitcoin ETF meets the standard for such a product and is consistent with other ETFs," end quote. A recent Bitcoin ETF rejection letter lays out the claims. Paraphrasing, the SEC believes that 95% of Bitcoin's trading volume is, quote, fake and non-economic, that the SEC cannot tell what parts are real and what parts of the Bitcoin market are fake, and finally, even if they could tell which parts are real and which parts are fake, they cannot tell the degree to which the two components interact with each other. Speaking as a longtime Bitcoin enthusiast, these concerns wouldn't have been out of place a few years ago. However, in the modern age of Bitcoin, these are a bit out of date. Quoting again from David's article, "First, there are a number of Bitcoin exchanges that are subject to money center or trust bank regulations with transparent order books and matching methodologies. There is no proof of, quote, fake trades at these exchanges, and they comprise enough liquidity to be meaningful for the purposes of price discovery. Second, ETFs have been approved for gold, silver, and other precious metals where the underlying spot markets are demonstrably inferior to Bitcoin. Unlike gold, where spot prices are loosely provided on disconnected websites and transactions happen on an almost completely manual basis, Bitcoin pricing is provided by many markets running electronically available order books that are subject to various regulators. The third flaw in the analysis is that there have been many allegations of manipulation related to other commodities that already have ETFs. So it seems that the SEC is holding Bitcoin to a much higher standard," end quote. Wrapping up, David believes, quote, that the SEC, perhaps due to its bias against the asset itself, is improperly delaying approval of an ETF, end quote. This story has been edited down quite a bit for presentation. If you'd like to learn more, check out the Case for a Bitcoin ETF as an op-ed on Coindesk.com or find the direct link in the show notes of this episode. And now for our altcoin spotlight, we're looking at some of the biggest losers during the month of November, and Brad is taking a deeper dive on some of the Chinese coins that seem to be getting the hardest hit during this latest market sell-off.
That's right, Adam. Three of the five biggest losers were firms with their primary operations or location of their offices in China. Huobi token, which is issued by that Chinese exchange, is down 34%. That's the biggest loser, while Ontology is down 32%, and Tron has lost about 27%. All of those falling quite a bit harder than Bitcoin, obviously, during the month, according to the data provider Messari. Now, what's interesting here is how this price action for these China-related tokens reflects almost a total reversal of the bullish sentiment that emerged from the world's largest economy late last month when Chinese President Xi Jinping said that his country would embrace blockchain as a core technology. But over the past couple weeks, we've seen signs that Chinese authorities are keen to tamp down speculation on Bitcoin and other crypto-related assets, including stock prices in companies that may have some crypto-related businesses. CoinDesk's David Pan reported that China's central bank has launched a new campaign to crack down on crypto trading in Shanghai on Friday. In an official announcement, the central bank said, quote, "If investors see activities and operations related to virtual currencies in any form, they can report to authorities," end of quote, essentially soliciting Chinese to rat out their compatriots who are trading crypto. Now, obviously, China is home to some of the most active crypto companies and development taking place in this nascent industry. According to CoinDesk's Pan, a senior Chinese official claims that tens of thousands of Chinese blockchain companies may have tried to issue their own cryptocurrencies. Now, what this all shows, Adam, is just how significant of a market driver Chinese news is becoming for traders, and shows that they really need to pay attention to what's happening in the country, which can sometimes send confusing signals and maybe reversals. But also, it's a reminder, Adam, that while some industry observers say the case remains unclear whether cryptocurrencies and digital tokens really trade on fundamental value, or if the prices are just a random walk that maybe can be charted, news does, in fact, seem to matter. At least this month, the news out of China appears to have separated the biggest losers from the merely big losers like Bitcoin. Back to you, Adam.
Join us again on Tuesday, November 26th, for the next Daily Markets from CoinDesk. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Adam.